From NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. The Israeli military said today a soldier they thought was captured is dead. The IDF says 23-year-old Hadar Golden was killed Friday night in fighting in the Gaza Strip. Meanwhile, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is calling on world leaders to support his country.
Stand with Israel, a democracy fighting a ruthless terrorist organization committed to our destruction. There is only one place for decent, civilized people to stand, and that's to stand with Israel.
Israeli officials say they won't participate in indirect ceasefire talks with Hamas, instead saying Israel plans to scale back its nearly four-week-old offensive in Gaza on its own terms. Palestinian Health Ministry says more than 1,600 people have been killed, more than 9,000 wounded. The Israeli military says 59 soldiers have been killed and 3 civilians have died. Lawyers for a group of unaccompanied minors detained at the southern border are asking a federal court to block the Justice Department from fast-tracking deportation hearings. As NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports, the suit seeks to require the government to provide the minors with legal representation.
The suit is brought by a coalition of immigrant advocacy groups, including the ACLU, on behalf of 8 minors ranging in age from 10 to 17. The suit alleges that they are unable to defend themselves against deportation. Aylan Arulani of the ACLU says a speed up of their hearings will result in unfair deportations.
So if we want a fair process, then we have to provide representation for children.
The suit comes as the Obama administration is under pressure to stem the tide of minors entering the country. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.
California's Department of Corrections has begun overhauling its policies on how the state's 33,000 mentally ill inmates are restrained and isolated. Danielle Carson reports the changes comply with a court order issued in April.
U.S. District Judge Lawrence Carlton ruled the California prison system's use of force policies violated the constitutional right against cruel and unusual punishment. He was shown graphic video of guards throwing chemical grenades and pepper spraying mentally ill prisoners to force them from their cells. The Corrections Department has agreed to limit using pepper spray and placing mentally ill inmates in segregated housing. The changes also give medical staff increased authority to block the use of force by prison guards. Corrections and court officials are hammering out details. Both sides must reach agreement by August 15th. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Los Angeles.
6 major wildfires are burning in central and northern California, and 4 of them strengthened overnight. That prompted the evacuations of houses, cabins, and recreation areas. Thousands of federal, state, and local firefighters are battling those blazes. CAL FIRE officials say 3 of the fires were sparked by dry lightning. Officials say most of the fires are in forests and rural areas. This is NPR. The Prime Minister of Japan says his country needs to look toward Latin America to take advantage of increasing trade flows. Shinzo Abe is in Brazil to meet with business leaders. He says his visits to 5 different countries in Latin America was geared toward more cooperation. Japanese banks have lent $700 million to different Brazilian projects. Severe weather has emergency crews in Phoenix on the run this weekend. As Mark Moran of member station KJZZ reports, officials continue to warn residents to stay off the roads during the rainstorms.
During summertime storms in Phoenix, rain comes down faster than it can run off of streets and roadways. Typically dry areas known as washes run full during heavy rain, and the excess water ponds in intersections. More than 1.5 inches of rain fell in less than an hour Friday night, stranding at least 6 cars, forcing some drivers to be rescued. Despite being warned, drivers often try to make it through huge pools of standing water, not knowing how deep the water is. It gets vehicles all the time, Phoenix Fire Captain Scott McDonald said. People think they can drive across it and always get caught. For NPR News, I'm Mark Moran in Phoenix.
D.C. police are putting out the word litter bugs are not welcome in the nation's capital. Police will now issue $75 tickets to pedestrians caught throwing trash on the ground or in the water. Drivers will be fined $100. Police say it starts in parts of the city now and the rest of the city next month. Twins from around the world are gathering in Ohio this weekend. It's 3 days of contests, talent shows, and double-take parades. Twins Day started in 1976 as a way for twins to bond with other twins. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.